June Hiller.
Pearl Quarles. Good morning, Shiloh.
Welcome, Sister Pearl Quarles. Welcome, welcome to our worship call. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Bell family.
Welcome, Bell family. Welcome, welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. It's Nancy Claiborne.
Brother Shanks.
Welcome, Sister Nancy. Welcome, Brother Shanks. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Lord called on me. Mama June, this is for you.
Claudia Taylor.
Welcome, Sister Claudia. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
He's a brighter morning star. Sweet Jesus. He is the governor of our nation. Oh, how I love him. Come on.
How I love him.
Oh, y'all know it. He's a living
God.
He's the bright and morning star. Clap your hands, act like you're going to church. How I praise him.
How I praise him.
For he's a living. He's a bright and morning.
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry. This is Sister Wanda.
Welcome, Sister Wanda. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you, and have a blessed day.
And you as well.
Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus.
Oh, he's the governor of our nation. Let me pray.
He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise.
Good morning, Deacon. This is Sister Sylvia Gale.
Welcome, Sister Sylvia. Welcome to our worship call.
Goodness, thank you, Deacon. Lisa Shipman.
Welcome, Sister Lisa. Welcome to our worship call.
Oh, thank you.
Lieutenant Spate.
Christina.
Welcome to Brother Lieutenant. Welcome, welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Welcome, Sister Wanda.
Welcome, Sister Wampa. Welcome to our worship call.
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry. Good afternoon, everyone. Sharonette Davis.
Welcome, Sister Sharonette. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Deaconess Nelson.
Welcome, Deaconess Mildred. Welcome, welcome to our worship call.
Thank you, everybody. Hello. All is well.
His word.
Praise be to God.
Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know the shame, the Lord.
Welcome, Brother Josiah. Welcome to our worship call.
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry. This is Deacon Walters. Good afternoon, everyone.
Welcome, Deacon Walters. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry. This is Trustee Paul Porter.
Welcome, Trustee Porter. Welcome to a worship call.
Thank you. This is the Parker family. Good afternoon.
Welcome, Parker family. Welcome to a worship call.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Elder.
Welcome, Sister Eleanor. Welcome to our worship hall. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Welcome, Sister Moza. Welcome to our worship hall.
Okay, Deacon Marvin, have a blessed day.
And you too, Sister Moza.
Sweet.
Worship call. Welcome, Sister Bernice. Welcome to our worship call.
Good afternoon, this is Trustee Brenda Lewis.
Welcome, Trustee Brenda. Welcome to our worship call.
Good afternoon, Deacon Howard and Leslie Howard is on.
Welcome, Deacon Howard and Sister Leslie. Welcome to our worship hall.
Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon, fellow family.
Welcome, sister. Welcome to our worship call. Good afternoon, Deacon Henry, Deacon Harrison here. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. This is Ella Belkin from Ocala, Florida.
Welcome, Deacon Harrison. Welcome, Sister Belton. Welcome to our worship hall.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Brother Gibson.
Welcome, Brother Gibson. Welcome to our worship hall.
Leonette Brown.
Deacon Jones.
Welcome, Sister Leonette. Welcome, Deacon Jones. Welcome to our worship hall.
Thank you.
Welcome, sister. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you. That's okay.
Welcome, Sister Natasha. Welcome to our worship call.
Good
He did. He did.
The word of the Lord, as is written in Isaiah 40, asks us these questions. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Praise the Lord, everybody. Think on those words, saints of God, as you hope and wait on the Lord. We welcome each and every one of you on the line today, and we are happy that we are together again, just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Our service is now called to order, and we call Trustee Diane Waters to read us scripture. Trustee Waters.
Good afternoon, Shiloh family, friends, and visitors. I will be reading Psalm 119, verses 89 to 94. From the Life Application Bible, New International Version. Again, Psalm 119, verses 89 to 94, and it reads, Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. It is worship time, saints of God. It is worship time. So at this time, whatever you are doing, we ask that you cease your distraction as we prepare to send up the praises to the Lord, because he's worthy. He is worthy to be praised. And at this time, we call Sister Natasha Groom to lead us into praise and worship. Sister Natasha.
Good afternoon, Shiloh. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Let's sing together, every praise is to our God, every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God, every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. God our Savior, God our Deliverer, God our Healer, yes he is, yes he is. Every praise is to our God, every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Come on, glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. God our Savior, God our Healer, God our Deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God our Savior, God our Healer. God our Deliverer, yes He is, yes He is, yes He is, yes He is. Every praise is to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise, every praise is to our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. He is due all of our praises, saints of God. So let us worship Him today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing, praise the Lord today, saints of God, because He's worthy. Every praise is due our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is prayer time, saints of God. It is prayer time, so we invite you to the altar. We invite you to transform your space into an altar and turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow slowly dim in the light of His glory and grace. We invite you now to come to the altar. Whatever you are experiencing today, Jesus can fix it for you. So come believing, and we call Deacon Lewis Jones to lead us to the throne of grace. Deacon Lewis Jones.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Let us all pray. Prayer is what we need. Let us pray. Our Father, we humbly and sincerely bow before You this morning, thanking You so much for being who You are and seeking Your word and Your strength. Help us to remember Your marvelous works. Help us to obey Your word and to do the best we can to live like Jesus and to praise His name, because He's worthy to be praised. Thankful that we woke up this morning with new mercies, as we have done every day, thanks to You. Help us to praise Your name in the beauty of holiness, and thankful that You look beyond our faults and saw our needs, and then You supplied all of our needs. And we are so thankful and blessed because of that. We want to give everyone that we know the word, but we want to give You all the glory and all the praise. Help us to let everyone know that life is so much better if we follow Your lead and stay on the path that leads to eternal life. Thank You for going into the hospitals and the nursing homes and blessing our people and bringing them back home. Thanking You so much just to help us cross the street when cars are coming, and You were our protection. Thank You, Lord. You have done so much for us. Everything we needed, You have supplied. And we know who You are. And we bless Your name. And we bless Your name every chance we get. We pray for our church. We pray for all of our officers. Please continue to bless them. And bless everyone that is on the line this morning and anyone that is coming on the line. Give them the hope and the blessings of our service this morning, because we know that You have sanctioned our service and that You recognize our work. We are trying our best to keep carrying on our church service. And we do it every Sunday. Thank You so much for encouraging us. We need your encouragement all the time. Thank you, Lord, that you are still the one who blesses everyone, every time, every day, and in every way. We are hopeful and prayerful that we can get more people to praise your name, that we can let them know how good you are and how we are walking in the light of your pathway. And we will always have your hand upon us. Without us holding on to your hand, Lord, we cannot make a step. We have no power. We thank you for your strength. Please, Lord, be with us this morning. Help us to have a wonderful service. Please bless everyone who's working on the service, having it done this morning. We know how hopeful we all are that we will end the service today with all the blessings and encouragement from a good church service. Thank you. We bless your name, Lord, and we will always bless your name. Thank you so much for the opportunity to pray unto you this morning. May we all say, thank you, Jesus. Let us say, amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this world will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we have some important announcements to share with you at this time. So we ask for your undivided attention. And at this time, we call our leader, the dynamic and powerful Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards, to share with us. Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards.
Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And Psalm 66 and 1 tells us, make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. So we do that this morning in adoration. And this morning we want to thank Trustee Diane Waters for reading scripture and Deacon Louis Jones for offering prayer. We also want to thank our music team, Sister Natasha Groom, and Brother Josiah Spellman for our beautiful worship music. Likewise, we want to thank our most capable worship leader, Deacon Margaret Henry, for her superb leadership. And just for a little while, church, let us reflect. We reflect that where we are in this moment in time, it feels very confusing. But the scripture reminds us that the government shall be upon his shoulders. It's not our shoulders. And even though it feels that everything is topsy-turvy, the psalmist in Psalm 66 and 7 tells us, come, see the work of God. Let us reflect on what God is doing for us. And it continues. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. God is watching us, even when we don't think so as rulers. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. And that's what is happening now in our time. But church, let us as people of God continue in the words of the psalmist. He says, oh, bless the Lord, all ye people, and make the voice of his praise be heard. So even in the midst of all the foolishness around us that we are hearing and confusing, let us bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And on to our announcements. We have some community announcements for you. Coming this time from the County Legislator Damon Mayer. One, especially for residents of New Rochelle, there is a new service which has been instituted between the New Rochelle Police Department and the New Rochelle Guidance Center, and it is a service for individuals who are in emotional distress. And it is called the Mobile Mental Crisis Response Team. Not just the police will come, but accompanying the police will be someone with experience from the New Rochelle Guidance Center or with experience from the community. And further information is placed on the church's website. You can read the whole information for yourself in its entirety. We also want to remind everyone, as coming from the county legislator, that early voting has begun and it will last until August 21. And that primary day is on August 23. And here at Shiloh, we thank all those who have returned the surveys. Thank you very much. But still, there are some tardy ones. Brothers and sisters, if you want your voice to be heard, it is very important because we are meeting and we are trying to do your will. We want your voices to be heard so that we choose an individual that you have described. So we are waiting to do the data analysis, and we are giving you one more day, which is today, because it's going to be shut down tomorrow. So when you go home this evening, if you haven't done it or if you are at home listening, I'm still in the old church when you go home. We are at home or wherever we are listening. So please, after the end of service, just do that survey. Send it back immediately on computer or your cell phones, or just drop it off at the church tomorrow so that we can have a good cross-section of the feelings of the church for the new pastor that we are about to bring to Shiloh. Thank you for addressing that matter. And we want to remind everyone that there is not going to be any food truck distribution during this month of August. Please remember that. Also, there will not be any meeting of the women's ministry this month. We will return with those things in September. And these are the weekly activities that are operating now in the month of August. We have adult Sunday school, which continues at 10 a.m. We have life application class with Reverend Barbara Watkins at 10 a.m. And then we have Thursday night men's Bible study, which operates on a biweekly basis. And we still continue Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. morning prayer and evening prayer Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. And we ask the church, please, keep sick and shut-in in your prayers and grieving families in your prayers. Please lift up specifically Sister Joan Haskett, Sister S.L. Lawson, Sister Gwyneth Boykin, and Reverend Dr. Eugene Woodson. Likewise, we ask that you keep praying for us as we do the work of the church, calling a new pastor and getting ready to do the memorial service for the late pastor, Dr. Hens. So everyone, please cooperate with us and send us back your surveys. We will be very grateful. And now we call Trustee Paul, followed by Deacon Nelson.
Thank you, Deacon Dr. Richards. And good afternoon, Sensational Shiloh family, visitors, and friends. It's giving time. Malachi 3 and 10 tells us, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So it's given time, and we give by way of Givelify, Easy Tithes, and the envelope system. Givelify, you need to have the app downloaded to your smartphone or your tablet. Easy Tithes, you can go to the church's website, or you need to go to the church's website to access that. You go there, and you would click on the donate button and log in there and give through that platform. Envelope system, of course, you need to have envelopes. I hope that we all who give by that method will request envelopes if you don't have them, because it makes it easier for us to make a determination as to what category you're given. And then you can either mail those envelopes to the church at 185 Lincoln Avenue. The zip code is 10801, or you can drop them off at the church in the mailbox by the red doors. Starting today at 2 p.m., Trustee Diane Waters and I will be there to accept any and all donations. And in your giving, consider giving a benevolent offering. If we were in the church, we would have a benevolent offering during the service. So let's all consider that. And there are other categories on the platform to give, such as scholarship, and any other donations that you, building fund, any and all donations, just consider giving to any category. But by all means, I'm encouraging everyone to continue to give your tithes and offerings. And I pray that we all have a blessed day, blessed week, and God bless you all. Deacon Nelson.
Thank you, Trustee Porter. Good afternoon, Sensational Shiloh family and friends. Just want to touch bases on what Dr. Richards mentioned about the Inertial Police Department's new mobile crisis response team. From the information we received, this team has done some extensive training so that the dispatchers, as well as supervisors and police officers, can be able to assess and determine the level of risk necessary for any particular call as to if a person's mental health status. And so with the assistance of the Inertial Guidance Center, the follow-up may be taking place after the initial call to help get the people involved related resources. So please, if you know of anyone, if you know of people who may need some assistance, the police department will be a place you can call, and they can help you get that person some assistance if they need mental distress or, and things of that nature. So just please, this information will be posted on the church's website so that you can see for yourself as well. So please pass this on to others who may not know this information. And additionally, as Dr. Richards mentioned, our surveys, the final day for submitting of a survey will be tomorrow. As of midnight, clock strikes midnight on Tuesday morning, the 16th, online survey submissions will not be available. So please return and submit your survey. If you received electronically, you can just click on the link and just submit the survey, answer the questions, and click submit. If you do not see submit at the bottom of the survey after the 11 questions, just refresh the survey before you start filling it out, and this way the submit button should be there, and this way you can be able to send in your feedback. And if you received it through the mail, you do have the option to drop the survey off at the church today or tomorrow. You can either put it in the red mailbox by the red doors, or you can call the church and just make arrangements to meet Sister Joyce in the office and deliver it to her directly. We thank you, everyone, for the attention to this matter. We appreciate all the responses so far, and we want to hear from everyone, as many as Shiloh members as possible. We thank you, and if you have any questions regarding the survey, please, you can always call the church office at 914-636-7440, and we'll hopefully be able to direct you in the right path in this last day. Thank you for your time and attention. You everybody have a blessed day. Take care.
We thank Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards, Trustee Paul Porter, and Deacon David Nelson for their copious information, instruction, and directives,
and we ask that you govern yourselves accordingly. Praise the Lord, saints of God. Our worship continues. Praise be to God. There is a word from the Lord today. There is a word from the Lord today. So put your hearts in the position to receive from the Lord. And today we will have the dynamic and anointed vessel of God, Reverend Barbara Watkins, who will come to tell us what the Lord says. But before Reverend Watkins speaks to us, we call Brother Josiah Spellman to lead us into more worship and song. And the next speaking voice that you will hear after that of Brother Spellman will be the powerful and anointed Reverend Barbara Watkins. At this time, saints of God, Brother Josiah Spellman.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thou compassion, it fails not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thou compassion. Shall it fail not? As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Summer and winter, springtime, harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their course, says above. Strength for today and bright hope for a better tomorrow. Blessings on earth with 10,000. Beside, oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Yes, morning by morning, new mercy I see. All I have needed, God, your hand hath provided. All I have needed, Lord, your hand always provides, yes. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, yes. Lord, unto thee.
Amen. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, unto me. O Lord, my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I give myself away so you can use me. On this Christian journey, we encounter many obstacles. The important thing that I want you to understand this afternoon is that you can overcome those obstacles based upon how you perceive them. You see, perception plays a vital role in how you conquer those obstacles. For instance, Reverend Scott told you last Sunday that you need to match that which doesn't move. You need to match. So in addition to our perceptions, we allow our fears to paralyze us. And one example of this is found in Numbers 13, where Moses sends the 12 spies to check out the land of Canaan. And included in those spies were Caleb and Joshua. So in Numbers 13, he sends these spies out to check this land. So they go and they check out the land, and they come back, and they say, those people are strong. They're like giants, and we're like grasshoppers to them. However, Caleb and Joshua beg to differ. They said, we are more than able to conquer them. Let's go now and take possession of the land. Okay, whose report do you believe? You believe the people who know their God, who know who he is. They knew that they were taking with them God, just as David took God with him to defeat the giant. This afternoon, I want to talk to you. I want to take you, first of all, to Isaiah 41, verse 10. It says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. From this scripture, I lift the subject from obstacles to opportunities, windows, walls, gates, doors. In today's society, our success depends on how we perceive and respond to the obstacles that we face. Our obstacles come in many forms, but today I want to discuss just four. Number one, windows. You know that there are mornings we wake up and one of the first things we do is look out the window. If through that window we see a gray and cloudy day, we allow it to set our mood the same way. What we originally planned or wanted to do is placed on the back burner. God has allowed you to wake up to another day. You should be happy and joyous for his grace, his mercy, and his compassion. Another day of life should not be an obstacle, but an opportunity for you to go out and spread some love, to help someone in need, and or spend some time with someone who could use some company. From obstacle to opportunity. Walls. Most of us, if not all, see walls as an impossible to penetrate. We're not speaking of actual physical walls. We're speaking of governmental agencies, bureaucracies, practically anything that stops us from accomplishing a goal and or completing an assignment. There are ways to get around those walls. It requires patience, endurance, perseverance, prayer, calling on your problem solver. Think positively, not negatively. Don't speak defeat. Speak victory. Because the first thing we want to do is back away. We run into the least little difficulty. First thing we want to do is back away. Give up. I don't want to go there. They're not going to let me do this. They're not going to let me do that. They're not going to allow me to do this. stop. Stop. Let's stop speaking defeat and start speaking victory. I can and I will do X, Y, Z. Turn what you perceive as an obstacle into an opportunity. And number three, gates. Gates can be locked or they can be opened. In Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14, it says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So you see, our decisions and our perceptions cause a lot of things to become obstacles and adversities. Ask the Holy Spirit for his guidance and direction. Change that obstacle into an opportunity. It's so easy. We always want to do the easy thing, but just give up and not fight at all. Give up, not endure at all. Just leave it. Just leave it. And, of course, doors. How do we see doors? We all see locked doors as obstacles. But not all closed doors are locked. Some of us are not risk takers, so we lose out on what's behind that door. Again, we allow our perceptions to block our full view. And what does our God tell us in his word? I'm going to tell you, just in case you've forgotten, what he says in his word so that you can stop taking that defeatist attitude and that defeatist perception about an obstacle that you run into that you can't possibly see that is feasible to accomplish. In James 1, verses 2 to 4, he tells you, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work and complete, lacking nothing. If that's not enough for you, I'm going to take you to Romans, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Our God is always there. He does not leave you. He is always with you. He tells you in Matthew 17, 20. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing is impossible with God. Let me keep reminding you of that today. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stop seeing everything as an obstacle and see it as an opportunity. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. You will have and must be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You hear that, Shiloh? I have overcome the world. And this week I was reading the Crosswalk devotional, and they were talking about joy. They were talking about how we allow things to come and remove our joy, take away our joy. And I want to read that to you. It says, the writer, they don't acknowledge whether it's male or female, but they say, it's taken me a long time to learn and an even longer time to realize the truth that circumstances, people, trials, work, and worldly stress do not have the inherent ability to steal my joy. It's when I open my heart to outside elements that I allow stresses to come in like robbers and take what is rightfully mine in the Lord. It's when I allow a fellow driver, a time crunch, a negative comment, or a troublesome problem to take precedence over the joy and hope I have in Jesus, that I step aside out of my allotted portion of peace. Stop allowing what you perceive as an obstacle to see it as an opportunity. And they go on in the second paragraph and say, to be carriers of joy, we have to choose to value the fruit of the Spirit over worldly emotions. We have to choose to only open our hearts to the things of God and shrug off that which is fleeting. If we don't take control of our thoughts and cast any fear, worry, or doubt on the shoulders of our Heavenly Father, the circumstances of this world will rule our emotions rather than the steadfast joy of the Spirit. See your obstacles as opportunity. To see your obstacles as opportunities, you must know who your God is. And he definitely tells us who he is in John. Don't forget, he knows who he is. You need to know who he is and fully understand who he is. He tells you in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. He tells you in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Stop walking in darkness and walk in the light. He is the light. And he is the light of our lives. He goes on to tell us in John 10:7-9, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. Don't listen to the outside stuff. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture, everything you need. Go to the right door. Stop thinking that every door is closed to you. Stop thinking that behind every door there's something threatening, that there's something dangerous. Know that your God is the door to open you up to new opportunities, new things. He goes on to say in John 10:11-14, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And he did. The good shepherd, somebody to lead you and guide you in the right direction. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. If you know him, you know that he is your shepherd. He's going to guide you in the right direction. He's going to protect you. He's going to hold you in the palm of his hand. He's going to provide for you. And he tells you, in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. He offers you eternal life. When he rose on that Sunday morning, he gave you life, eternal life. What are you
frowning about? What are you fretting about? He says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You gain life through him. He is the way. He is the truth. Satan is a liar. He is the father of lies. But here is your God who says, I am the way. There is no other way. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. And in John 15:1-5, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Know that today. Know that today, my family and friends. Know that without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we are nothing. He is the great I am. He is the great I am. Turn your obstacles into opportunities. Trust and rely upon a God that never fails. No matter the windows, no matter the walls, no matter the gates, no matter the doors and how you perceive them, your God says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. See your obstacles in the right perspective. Don't see them as roadblocks, detours, blockages, locked, or unattainable. See them as opportunities for growth, for progress, for a stronger and closer relationship with your God. See them as victorious and opposed to defeat. Put your armor on and keep marching. He is the great I am. Put your armor on and keep marching. Turn those obstacles into opportunities. He is the great I am. I now open the doors of the church. If there's anyone here today who does not understand who I am is, come join. Let him be your great I am. Let him protect you. Let him provide for you. Let him do all for you. For it is for you that you may join him at that final door. That final door that opens and says, welcome. Welcome, my good and faithful servant. If you don't want to acknowledge him today, you may call the church, and they will lead you. 914-636-7440. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, saints of God, for that word, that powerful word. The scriptures are given to you today to delve into when you face obstacles, adversities, trials, and tribulations. Turn to the scriptures and be reminded of what God says he will do for you and what you can do as long as you are plugged into him. He is your power source. You can turn obstacles into opportunities. We thank you, Reverend Watkins, for giving us such a powerful lesson, for teaching us, walking us through the scriptures, giving us an understanding of who God says we are, who we are in God, the great I am. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory be to God. We thank you today, Reverend Watkins. Thank you for letting the Holy Spirit guide you into guiding us where we need to be. Dive into the scripture, saints of God. They are not given to you to put on your nightstand and leave them alone. They're given to you to search them and know who you are in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you again, Reverend Watkins, for feeding us today, for feeding us with such powerful words. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise be to God. Oh, saints of God, at this time, we call Reverend Watkins to come back now and dismiss us with our benediction. Reverend Watkins.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
anointed in his place.